What's up and welcome back to the Kind of Funny screencast. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
And the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Tim, I can't wait to talk with you about all manner of subjects.
I cannot wait as well. Of course, all manner of subjects is exactly what we talk about here on this show, the Kind of Funny screencast. If it's movies, if it's TV, if it's trailers, this is where you want to be. YouTube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. You could also get it as a podcast by searching your favorite podcast service for Kind of Funny screencast, and we'll be right there for you. If you wanted to get the show ad-free, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers, Anonymous Molecule and Fargo Brady, all have done. Today, we're brought to you by Maple Story and Lumen. I highly recommend everybody subscribe to Screencast in whatever way tickles your fancy, because we have a whole bunch of stuff going on. This week, we already recorded our review of Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, a rare music review from Kind of Funny, but it was a fantastic episode with me, Bless, Roger, and Tam that you should check out. And then later this week, we have the Halo Season 1 review going up with Snowbike Mike. And then next week starts our weekly reviews and discussions around the Obi-Wan Kenobi show on Disney Plus. Episodes 1 and 2 are going to be coming out Thursday at midnight. So we will be reacting on a Friday. That'll be me, Barrett, Carboni, and Sage Ryan. And that same group is doing a rewatch of Star Wars Episode 3 this week on In Review. So you can go check that out to get hype for Obi-Wan Kenobi. What a time to be alive. So much insane stuff happening. Marvel projects just dropping out of thin air here. The Disney upfronts just happened yesterday. And that means we're getting some new streaming trailers. And one of those was Marvel Studios' latest project, She-Hulk. Let's check it out.
Being a superhero is a trial by fire. Who's gonna protect the world if not people like you?
I'm Jennifer Walters.
Screen for the whole.
I'm a lawyer. I have great friends. Can we get some shots, please? It's an emergency.
You don't know that.
Demanding job.
We just started
Keen
a superhuman law division, and I want you to be the face of it.
Whoa.
And a frustrating family.
Because we didn't ask for
Rough.
But you still got to deal with it. Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing. Bruce, kind of feels like if I don't transform, I'm gonna die.
Yes.
I just want to be a normal, anonymous lawyer. Can you tell us where She-Hulk is? Jen, you're a story now.
Oh, that looks weird.
Your ass looks crazy.
That looked like Shrek.
You could be an Avenger. Oh, I'm not a superhero. That is for billionaires and narcissists and adult orphans for some reason. Is there anything more depressing than dating in your 30s?
This is the best date I've had in a while.
Oh.
Should we split some fries?
Let's get those to go.
That's incredible.
The most Nick D energy I've ever seen.
I love that.
Nick Scarpino, what did you think?
It looks fun. This looks fun. Right off the bat, just going from airframe here, some of the CG looks good. Some of the CG looks what you would expect for, her having to be She-Hulk for predominantly a large portion of the episodes. I love they got Tim Roth back. That's cool. I like that the Abomination looks what I have to assume is more comic accurate with the little like fins on his side or little flippers on his side of his face.
And that's how he looked in Shang-Chi as well.
Oh, okay. So that's super cool. And I love they're bringing him back in. I love all this. I love that she's like a lawyer representing everyone and has to kind of figure out how to balance that life with also being this new superhero. I like the tone. It's lighthearted. I wish they gave us a little bit more about kind of what each episode to episode was going to be like, because this looks like it's going to be another overarching kind of like just one plot throughout the entire series. I was kind of hoping for like a LA Law thing where she had to defend people every episode, but with these shorter seasons, it's probably too much to ask for, but I don't know.
Jumping in there real quick, to clarify for you, this one actually is 9 episodes, and they're talking about it as 9 30-minute episodes as opposed to the 6 hour long episodes that they have been for the majority of these series. So this one, I think they're going to treat more like a What If or a WandaVision.
I like that she just buried that guy, that guy she was wrestling with, just Uchimata'd him into the ground. Could be cool. I mean, this is kind of a that'll be a fun format to play with as well. It'll be cooler to see the 30 minute episodes. I don't know. I'm in for it.
Andy Cortez.
Yeah, this is one of those shows that doesn't really seem like it should exist. And it seems like the type of show that you would see, like just seeing the little still frame there, it says you won't like her when she's angry. And it reminds me of like, this is a commercial in some sort of multiverse TV show. Right. Like, I don't know why. It just feels like a, like in the similar way to us getting Captain America, the musical, this seems Rogers. Like a product on that level. But it does seem fun, and I'm glad that going into this, you kind of had to detach your mind from thinking that there's going to be an Avengers-level threat and that they're going to mention Thanos in the blip every other episode. Like, I hope that this just finds its voice in being a separate thing, even though, yes, they have Mark Ruffalo in it. It can be its own separate show without necessarily having to tie to everything. I think it looks silly. Just immediately seeing Mark Ruffalo with the thumbs up being like, yeah, like I love him as Hulk and he's hilarious. And I can't wait to see how that dynamic sort of evolves throughout the show.
What do they call his Hulk now that it's Banner and Hulk?
Smart Hulk.
Smart Professor Hulk.
Professor Hulk. Yeah. I love that. It's what an inspired choice. Tim, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise. I'm all in on this shit. Like, I love She-Hulk from the comics. Like, she's such a fun character. And in the comics, she's kind of Deadpool-esque in a way where it is more meta and it is more comedy-focused. But it's a little bit more serious than Deadpool tends to be and definitely a lot less violent. But I love this. Seeing Mark Ruffalo in a Disney Plus show, I think it's just such an amazing thing. I'm right there with Andy that, like, the fact that this exists is truly bizarre and it's weird. But I like that they're taking the source material seriously. Like, she is a very horny character. And I'm surprised that Disney's, like, just being like, yeah, no, she's horny. And, like, we're going into that. Like, I think that is a really cool way to kind of distinguish her from so much of the other characters in the world that the MCU has had so far. I think to Andy's point, I know, like, sure, there's been times we set ourselves up for failure here. I think that this show, out of all of them, is going to be a fucking cameo fest. Like, I think we're actually going to get a lot of things. But I think it'll be more blink and you miss it type stuff. I don't think it's going to be, like, waiting for the team up to save the world type shit. But
and
I
that's
even
totally
in this
cool.
trip,
yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah,
that's
yeah.
great. Yeah, yeah. I guess I meant more of like, I don't necessarily need to assume that we're going to get, I don't know, like the ending thread of this whole story is going to tie into Secret Wars or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, I wouldn't be surprised with the way they're building it and just knowing, maybe not Secret Wars, but like knowing that these characters are in this. There is the factor that the Hulk rights are very interesting with Marvel Studios, where they're not allowed to make a Hulk movie. Because Universal technically owns the distribution rights for it. So seeing Mark Ruffalo in this is kind of like the closest workaround that they can do to kind of like having that real Hulk story. Mm-hmm. So getting him in this, I wonder if it's going to be more of like all the footage we're seeing of him is like one episode and then he's not in the rest of it, you know?
I don't know, because he's like training her, right? And that's the thing is like, you have to imagine that if they got her getting the powers and then also getting trained in the first like 30 minutes or maybe the second episode, that would not feel good. I feel like he should be the whole time kind of like mentoring her with how to deal with these new powers, although she doesn't seem to be dealing with any issues of rage, maybe just outrageous horniness. But hey, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Who doesn't
deal
with that on
a
daily
basis?
Brother. I hope that the B story here is really her grappling with what she needs to do with as She-Hulk versus wanting to be a lawyer and defending people, and then having Mark Ruffalo step in there and kind of guide her a little bit throughout the whole 9 episodes. But I don't know. You know, you're probably right, Tim. He's probably in it for like one episode, and then she kind of goes out on her own.
Yeah, I do think it's a very interesting call on Marvel's part to have Ms. Marvel and this back-to-back on the Disney Plus front. Like, I think both of them seem to be a lot more lighthearted.
Different, though.
And they're different, but I think that they are going to upset the same groups of people. And I'm not even talking about it's because it's women that are the focus of it. I'm even just talking about like from what people kind of expect from Marvel and people with Marvel fatigue at this point. Like, I don't know that these are the two shows that are going to dissuade that for those people. But to me, I'm extremely interested because I love that the MCU can be so many different things, and getting the more kind of coming of age kind of teen comedy thing with this Marvel. And then with this, it kind of seems more like a comedy, like based on like something that we would watch these days, like not it's a like a Netflix type thing, but like,
yeah, this would be like a Netflix original, like love story that has like a supernatural element to it. Right. That's what this kind of reads as me. Yeah. Like I just watched Senior Year, and that same vibes where it's like,
of course you did, Nick. I love you.
Of course, bro. Come on. I texted Joy. I was like, if you're not watching Senior Year right now, or even fucking on Netflix,
Rebel Wilson, Senior Year.
but yeah, I mean, this has that sort of lighthearted vibe, but I wonder if their plan obviously got interrupted and we're still feeling the effects of COVID, or if they're thinking, hey, we also have Kenobi dropping soon, and maybe this is offsetting that, because that's going to be sort of like a back to true form, or back to original form, I should say, Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely interesting. I think that the thing that gets me most excited about this is the semi-Peacemaker vibes in terms of its obscurity. Like, there is a ton of characters I'm seeing in this that I'm like, I can't believe we're seeing them in live action. Like, we got fucking Frogman in here. We got the Wrecking Crew in this shit. It's like, we're starting to get to stuff that are just kind of like the typical 80s filler bad guys. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have a lot of fun with that. Real quick, I want to get a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to do a frame-by-frame breakdown, see what we can find. Shout out to MapleStory for sponsoring this episode. Are you tired of being judged based on the way you look? MapleStory is too. Because while it may look cute and cuddly, this is a deeply hardcore MMORPG. MapleStory is full of vast, colorful lands and a ferocious array of towering monsters. And don't get us started about damage. MapleStory will have you dealing billions with each swing of your Fafnir battle cleaver as you battle boss after epic boss, and you can customize your Mapler your way. MapleStory has 40 plus jobs and thousands of weapons, outfits, hats, armor sets, and mounts for you to take on your journey, from the Lionheart battle bracers to vicious lollipop wands. And you know I love a lollipop wand. There's a ton to see and do in this picturesque world, and with 18 years of content to sink your Genesis weapon into, there will always be a new adventure around the corner. MapleStory is ready to go. Are you? You can go to MapleStory.com to check out the game and play for free. That's free, guys. Come on. MapleStory.com. This episode is brought to you by Lumen. If your skincare routine is basically you washing your face in the shower with that one shower gel that you've been using since high school, then it's time to level up the skincare game. Thanks to Lumen, you can drop that bottle of 3-in-1 and start using products that actually take care of your face. With Lumen, you get the highest quality products. All their products aim to help with those stubborn acne scars, under eye dark circles, wrinkles, sun damage, dry skin, oily skin. Gia has been using the charcoal face wash and charcoal face scrub, and she feels so fresh, so clean afterward. She has dry skin, so especially during the winter, it's nice to have that hydration and exfoliation. Also, she's a big fan of the really subtle citrus smell. All you have to do is take a 2-minute quiz on their website, and they'll tell you exactly which routine is best for you based on your skincare needs. Level up your skincare game with Lumen Skin today. You can go to lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. That's lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. lumenskin.com/kindoffunny. I do want to say that the music in this trailer is the same music from the final Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie trailer, and I appreciate that. It's a little weird, but I appreciate that.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know why that would happen for two things.
Someone was like, I gotta go to Pond 5 and get something. $5. If you listen really closely, you can hear Pond 5.
The things that your talents can do, Tim, that's really impressive.
I know. This is probably me at my lowest. Like, most of the time, it's like identifying like character thieves and shit. This is in the Sonic 2 trailer. It has nothing to do with Sonic or She-Hulk. Whatever. Let's get into this thing frame by frame. So, LA.
Yeah, I was gonna say LA, right?
That's downtown. Little different for MCU. We got, I guess, Iron Man 3 took place in LA.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, all the Iron Mans take. He's in Malibu, right? That's where that big house is.
Well, that was just 3, right?
No, one.
Two and house, 3. Yeah. No, it wasn't one in Stark Tower.
No, one was before
Star Trek. Oh, fuck, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, one's in the Malibu house, right? That's where he builds the thing and then crashes through the ceiling. And then in two, he throws the party. I love it. This is cool. I love seeing L.A. Not enough L.A. representation in the superhero world. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Always SF. There's always a bridge.
Always SF. Like Ant-Man and SF. New York.
What are you going to break in L.A., though? You know?
If I can break the sunshine and happiness.
Break the Hollywood sign or some shit. I guess that's
probably
it.
Probably. They get the donut chopped. So who are these people? Do you think those people are like just federal agents or like SHIELD or SWORD agents?
They look like just video game Spider-Man enemies. Like
NPCs. Yeah,
this is This is the first round of NPCs. The next ones, they'll have shields or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah, this doesn't – nothing about that calls out to me, anything I'm familiar with. Interesting with the red light here. And then the next shot is very blue with this. Yeah, so this I imagine is the MCU's Wrecking Crew, which are just like kind of – D-list peacemaker type villains in the MCU that something.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can tell because one of them has a crowbar on his back and the other one has a grappling hook.
yeah, it's a weird little group of people. But like they have been involved in a ton of bigger stories, but they are usually like the filler thing. Like they were in the original Secret Wars and shit. But it's like they're kind of the characters we actually like fight just to see them do cool things.
Yeah.
You just found that grappling hook on the way to this place.
Put the grappling hook away. He's like, no, man, dude, this grappling hook. When's the last time you saw a grappling hook? These things are worth something. Did she get in an accident? Maybe is this the origin for her, or is this something else?
So that's what's interesting. In the comics, her origin story is because she's a lawyer, people that didn't like her ruling on how she did her job come and do a hit on her and like shoot her. And then to like save her
gamma
life.
Bullets? Oh.
No. She's just Bruce Banner's cousin. Then to save her life, she's with Bruce and he's like, fuck, I have to do a blood transfusion. And then that gives her the thing. So they might be changing it to a car accident, because that is less ridiculous of an origin story.
Maybe. Or maybe someone like, maybe it's like a smart car and one of her enemies like pulled the brakes or something like that. You know, they do that now, Tim. You gotta be careful with the previous.
You're right.
Smart cars, yeah.
This looks good to me. And this was this shot. I was like, oh, maybe they cast someone who was a different actress who's just like jacked out of her gourd. But then we see this later, and it doesn't look the face stuff still doesn't look great, but the triceps are looking fantastic.
I don't know what it is. I think the face looks fine in a lot of the shots. For me, it's the hair. The hair. There seems to be such a direct cut off between. This is character, this is background.
Yeah.
And there's like not a whole lot of like loose hair. I don't know. Maybe it's just the quality of Discord. I don't know. But the hair to me is what stands out as like the most fake thing about this.
Yeah. I think, I mean, dude, it does not look great. And like it just looks like a cartoon in real life. And I think that just kind of is what it is. I think a big thing going against her is that she's not Hulk or Thanos, where it's like human like, but also. There's like distinctive features that make it look like, oh, you're supposed to have a fucked up chin or whatever. Like she's just a slightly bigger woman.
Yeah.
But like her face just looks like it's supposed to look real. So it looks extra fake and like throws us off.
Yeah.
Her love a good girl friend. Crew.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love it that this is just like just the basis of all of this is just. Dating and try to get out there. You know, like this guy's is he an assistant? Is he bringing her some sort of gift basket? What's going on here? But look at his face screams, I'm trying to get laid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The top left here.
I hope he's the main like himbo sidekick, you know, where he's just he's a hot idiot and, you know, he's got to help her out and everything. And like, you know, maybe he's trying to, you know, hook up with her, but you know, at the end of the day, he's still her friend and he's going to help
Chris
her out.
Hemsworth in Ghostbusters.
Exactly. There you go.
this screen on the left is interesting in some way because that. The last time we saw the She-Hulk logo, it looked more like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if that's just like a SBU, Law and Order type show they're watching here.
Actually, that's more like Criminal Minds.
Or is that what we need it for? Or is that like the logo for whatever their law firm is?
That'd be my guess. But that's how those shows are, right? Where it's like LA Law, and it's like that's what the law firm's called. You're like, that's what we came up with for the creative on this. What is this detention center?
I don't know, but I imagine based on the little red that we see, like kind of leading into it, that looks similar to the red containment unit that Abomination's in. So I imagine that's this is a prison of some sort for them.
Oh, yeah, look, she's checking in, obviously, here. It reminds me also, for whatever reason, that runway reminds me of the runway leading up to the tower in Winter Soldier. Remember when he has the... That's the one where he has the motorcycle, right? And he has to, like, ditch it out on a helicopter. That gives him that vibe. It's just similar. That's similar concrete.
Ugly looking building. Like, that building would go super viral during its, like, you know, construction. Everybody'd be like, what? This is terrible looking. Whose idea was this?
It's cool. It, like, you look at that building, you're like, on the outside, it's 70,000 square feet. On the inside, it's 20 square feet because just none of it's used properly. Like, you can't use any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the setup. I like them keeping her a lawyer. I like her potentially representing Abomination here. I think that's cool. It's a fun concept, right? You don't get to see this aspect of superheroing that much. When, like, what happens when the villains go to trial? Do they get a person that represents them? And who is that person? And does that person have to be superpowered?
Yeah, love that, absolutely. And this little scene's interesting. Barrett, if you can go back, yeah, here. So Tim Roth as Abomination. Obviously, last time we saw him was Incredible Hulk in 2008, but he did voice Abomination in Shang-Chi recently. And on top of that, if you remember, in Shang-Chi, he is in that kind of like the street fight thing or the cage fight, right, with Wong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wong is confirmed to be in the show as well.
Oh, cool.
This little containment unit he's in, when Wong leaves in Shang-Chi, it's this. Like, oh, bear, so can Wong, you go back a couple back frames?
Interesting.
Yeah, like, that's exactly how it looked in Shang-Chi.
So he takes him out.
He opens the portal and we see this thing.
Right. So he takes him out to go fight and then puts him right back into prison.
Sounds
that
like
bums,
it.
That bums me out because I just thought Wong and Abomination were friends and we're just going to get a cup of coffee afterwards.
Buddy cop,
maybe they
buddy
are,
cop.
Though.
Yeah, I get the vibe. It's like, it's a cool thing. But
yeah, where he's like, dude, you want to take a break for a hot second and make some cash? Just like sometimes Andy hits me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, don't ask any questions. Be in my house. Wear shorts.
Never do. I've never done that once. I did watch an interview with Wong talking about this whole sort of friendship between he and Tim Roth, and it does seem like there's like a bit more, a decent amount more that they are adding to it.
That's cool.
He just kind of wanted to hold back from spoilers, but it seems more than just a, hey, you were a cameo in Shang-Chi. Like, there does seem a bit more that they're working on.
Yeah, really cool. Wong, see you, baby.
The Wong, see.
God, it's his time.
Give him more stuff. Give him a show. Give him a movie. Let's go. So obviously this is the island they go to train.
I wonder if they'll run into Venom.
Well, it won't be Venom. It'll just be that little dot left over from, right?
Yeah.
It'll just be Venom, a Venom squirrel, because there's just a little bit of Venom left. Man, I'll tell you what. I watched No Way Home with Dee over the weekend. We rented it because she was like, oh, I'm into it. I want to watch it. And it was so good that we got to that last scene. She goes, what was that? And I'm like, I don't even want to talk about this.
I'll say Bruce Banner's CG looks fantastic. I think he looks as good as he does in the movies. Mm-hmm. That level of quality. Obviously, they have that asset already kind of from the movie, so they can kind of just import it into here and try to figure out animation and mocap and all that. But I think he looks great. I agree with Tim, though. Like, he is a World of Warcraft cartoon, like, male fucking archetype body, right? So he looks cartoony already. And I think that's why it works, where she just kind of sizes up. Like, her face doesn't look Hulk-like, and her body does. She just kind of looks like a large, buff woman. And
yeah.
I think that's why it does look a little bit odd.
I wonder if that's going to take care of itself, though. Because look at the size difference here. Like, she's very short in real life, right? And so, if she ends up being like still 6'5", 6'6", maybe that effect will be sold.
Quick timeline question for Tim here, right? Where, you know, we see the Wong and Abomination team up in Shang-Chi, but also in Shang-Chi, we see Mark Ruffalo as Mark Ruffalo, not Smart Hulk, correct?
Yeah, that in the post credits, yeah.
Yeah, and from what I remember, his arm is still messed up too. So is he, like, so is this after Shang-Chi and he's just able to go back and forth between him and Smart Hulk?
I wouldn't be surprised if they deal with that even a little bit in this, because, like, in Endgame, Hulk was talking about spending 18 months in the Gamma Lab trying to figure it out, and that's how smart Hulk happened off screen. And I imagine this is the lab he's talking about.
Lab, yeah. So that time period.
Yeah, so I think maybe we get some flashbacks to that. Maybe we just get him figuring it out a little bit. Like, maybe they change She-Hulk's origin story a bit, and it's like he learns something about himself as well as helping her, you know, like being able to control it. Because, yeah, seeing Mark Ruffalo at the end of Shang-Chi is very weird and interesting for the information we have now. But, yeah, maybe Mark Ruffalo's in more of this than we expect him to be.
So, wait, are you saying that this happens after? Do we know when this happens in the timeline?
We don't, but like I,
because my guess would be that this happens pre-Endgame, right? Then if his arm's not fucked up,
that's
a very interesting idea.
Yeah, yeah, and especially like his arm's not fucked up, and at the end of Shang-Chi, he was Mark Ruffalo. He wasn't Hulk, right? That's interesting.
Right.
That is very interesting. I'd be shocked if, with the momentum they have right now of what they're doing, if they did a past story at this point, because like the last couple projects, everything's been kind of in that post-Endgame 2024, 2025 kind of area.
They're doing a bit of a Black Widow sort of like, hey, we're just going back a little bit of time. It's all good.
Yeah, maybe though. I mean, like that does add up.
I love that effect. I'm always going to be a sucker from that. Ever since the original Incredible Hulk TV show with Lou Ferrigno, where they would just like do a little bit, the green eyes, it's such a cheesy effect, but I love that it starts with the eyes. Because Andy, that's where all the rage and horniness starts, in the eyes.
I do think it's telling that they know how her face looks, because the thumbnail is that image as opposed to like so actual cool. She-Hulk image.
Oh, no, it's so cool.
If they were confident in it, they'd be like, yeah, let's show She-Hulk.
Yeah.
She's so tiny.
She's tiny. She reminds me of Gia.
I know.
She's so tiny. She really
does.
This is awesome. I love that he puts her in just a room. Where do you go about getting all those blades for that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you make this thing a thing? Like, he had to actually make this, which I love.
Dude, Andy said it already, but Mark Ruffalo's just goofiness comes through so well with this.
Also, I just want to point out the touch of gray in his hair. His hair is salt and pepper.
It's
incredible. Like, he's getting distinguished, but still, you know, Hulk gets old a little bit. We all get old, Tim. Are those blades say Stark? Or am I misreading?
They do.
They do.
The Stark
Industries right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Good eye.
Look at keen eye. Keen eye from
Thanks,
Scarpino.
Guys. One eye's working. He's so happy for her. I wonder how much of these – it'd be interesting to do a frame-by-frame with all his stuff and see if they reused moments from Endgame, like the animation from that, and just took the character out. I mean, that'd probably be more trouble than actually just animating it over again. But, you know, I was watching No Way Home, and I was like, wow, man, they really just rotoscoped out, like, half the characters in this, like Thomas Hayden Church and Risa, what's his name? I'm like, that's just, like, literally rotoscoped from
and
those
the,
movies.
This moment right here feels like an Endgame where they're trying to figure out the quantum
time travel.
No, yeah, literally, remember where he's like, time travel! Yeah! That looks like that.
I see this as a win.
Andy, you need to say that more.
Okay.
I see this as a win. See, this looks not great.
I agree.
This looks a little like Shrek Happily Ever After. Now, Tim, I know you don't understand that joke because you've never seen the Shrek series.
Over my head, yeah.
But this looks like Fiona from Shrek. Spoilers.
But again, I think it's just like, I don't think the face looks as bad as the hair makes me feel.
It's just that, like, when you look at Hulk's proportions, you're right, Andy. He looks like, I mean, the shoulders alone are like five times what a shoulder width should look like, right? It's so exaggerated. And this, it's like we're getting into that uncanny valley situation where it's like, I almost want it to be more exaggerated. But yeah, the arms and stuff are selling. It's always the facial features that don't work.
At this moment right here, this was like, I didn't know the She-Hulk trailer went up until I think it was like Kotaku or Polygon like shared this screenshot. And I was convinced they were like trolling with like an image from the Marvel's Avengers game. And I was like, oh, I didn't know she was in that. And like to see that it's actually from this trailer where it's like, I don't know if her direction in this is to look away from her phone, but she's still reacting like she's looking at her phone.
Yeah.
But her eyes aren't actually looking at her phone. And that's
no, like they're looking at me.
Weird,
freaking me out.
Uncanny like valley shit that they're kind of like treading on here.
It also doesn't help that we have another character we've seen multiple times who has great green makeup and who we love and who we hope to see again, which is like Gamora, right? Like, I wish they had just, and then they wouldn't do this because they don't have to, but like back in the day, they're like, well, how do we have this tiny little dude grow into a big dude. We just cast Lou Ferrigno and paint him green. And I kind of wish they had done this. I kind of wish they had just found another actor who was like, you know, 6'2", 6'3", and just painted her like Gamora.
At this point, it's like she could like take away the green makeup and they're just recreating a human. And that is always so difficult to do whenever we see, you know,
it doesn't work yet. We're not there yet.
The fake Leia and stuff like that in those movies. It always just looks odd.
That shot looked slightly better.
Yeah, like there's sometimes where it's like not.
Her hair is real tall. Maybe it's the tall hair.
I like that she's got a little green streak in it, though. You know how Joe sometimes puts like purple streaks in her hair?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Shout out to the neighbor lady from Fresh Off the Boat, who's like in charge of like the neighborhood stuff. Mm-hmm. She's very good at being like that really annoying like neighbor lady.
Yeah, this shot looks good.
A little wine tasting.
She looks great right there. Like, lighting and everything, I think this is like the best that just looks like a human with makeup on my, like, based on Discord, granted, based on a Discord screen that Barrett is shooting to us from his connection, you know.
But even this,
I love
text,
the corniness,
you know,
too.
The text looks like an Adam Sandler movie. It looks
what
like
I'm saying.
Click.
Yeah,
it looks like
you won't like her when she's angry. It just
these
seems
five
like a
guys grew up with each other, and now Adam Sandler's kind of fat. Grown Ups 3. Cool.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of what I'm saying, though. Like with Ms. Marvel and this, like it's not that they're the same thing, but there's a corny level to both of them in different ways that I think people are either gonna latch onto or be like, "The fuck, this sucks." It's cool. Hulk teaching her kind of like his signature.
Yeah, I love
leap move.
I think it's gonna be fun. I hope it's gonna be fun. And at 30 minutes per episode, we can give it a few episodes and get into this. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I hope you keep that energy, Nick. I need more people on my side.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. Well, so, I mean, obviously they gotta listen. It's a two-way street here, Tim. I'm gonna give She-Hulk some energy. I want that energy right back from the show. I want some laughs. I want some good friend moments. I want some hot dating stuff. You know, I want that shot where she carries the guy into bed and he looks like you know, me carrying Andy.
No, that's not true. This relationship needs to be symbiotic, Nick. I know what you mean, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go back.
So who's she fighting here?
So that is Titania, I think. Sick. But so this is the shot in the whole trailer that like causes me the most pause when it comes to the CG stuff. Because it's like, right, because of the lighting, I can't tell if she's Hulk or not Hulk at this point for some of it. And it just kind of seems weird where it's like she's kind of tinted green. But like,
no,
it's kind of what Andy's talking about. Of like it. She just kind of looks like a person here. But like it's weird.
Yeah,
it's that much bigger than the woman she's next to.
It's the lighting of the bar, but yeah, I guess from that perspective, you're getting that sort of a forced perspective where she's further away, so she probably does look smaller, but she should be sitting higher in the seat. Yeah,
yeah. The key identifier is just like, you know, her hair is so different.
Yeah,
so different when she's like,
look at
this tiny little human.
Look at those fingies.
Tiny little blast.
Ew.
Those like, fingers are nasty.
That's not right. Those aren't right. Those fingers aren't right. This the character looks like if I were to try to draw human proportions.
Middle finger looks so fat.
Dude, these fucking fingers are killing me.
The pinky looks so thin compared to the rest of them.
It's so thin.
So I think we get a shot of this woman. Okay, so here we go. Fucking Frogman. This is incredible, you guys. Like, Frogman is the type of shit that I'm like, I can't believe they're fucking putting him into this goddamn show. He is not a superhero. He just wants to be.
That's
and, like,
so cool.
He invents these, like, shoes that kind of let him jump kind of high. Not even that high. So this is great. I also love the suit. Like, in the comics, he has way more of, like, a... he just looks like a dude in a frog mascot costume, kind of.
Love it.
But I like that this is way more, like, fucking Power Rangers shit.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like what's his face from
no, that Hero costume
Master,
looks
Kick-Ass.
That, no. What? Oh, Kick-Ass color theme for sure. But I was gonna say he reminds me of the guy
Peacemakers.
That I just didn't really like from that.
Peacemaker's right hand guy. What was the guy's name?
Judo Master.
No. Judo Master was a little guy.
Oh, Vigilante.
Vigilante. Yeah, but he does look. I actually will say, I'll go on a limb and say, just from this still, this costume is better than Vigilante's costume though. It looks a little bit more high end. Maybe he spent some more money on it. I like that. I love that she opens the eyes, gets the green eyes.
Oh, this is Jamila.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jamil.
Oh, shut up.
Good Place. So she's Titania, who is She-Hulk's kind of rival. And like, it is very much a Marvel thing of like, it's kind of the same person with the same powers. Like, what are they gonna do? Type shit. Like, it's not Hulk powers, but in terms of power set, it is very, very similar.
Like,
but
she can bench like 220. Like, she's just a little bit stronger than normal human.
The thing that's interesting about Titania, like, or at least the storylines I like the most, are when she's also a lawyer. And so that's kind of like they're more rivals on that front, which I think is fun.
Her getup looks wild.
I'm just saying, y'all, they could run into the Venom blob over here.
Yeah, this looks like it. Yeah.
That looks exactly like the bar.
Yeah, Tim mentioned that earlier, and it does look like the Venom bar.
I'll tell you one thing, this is how I always think I look in a tank top.
No, but the Venom bar, they were in Mexico, though.
Yeah. Well, they might be in Mexico. We don't know where they're at. I mean, she's in LA, right? So presumably she could just drive down to, well, actually, it's a little more tropical than Mexico. Never mind. This might be, it could be Hawaii.
And it does seem like that is her here before her, you know, before she turns into the supervillain.
Titania.
So, yeah. So that could be like the rival lawyer stuff that you're talking about, Tim.
That's fun.
It's rad.
This looks good.
I can't believe we're getting Abomination back. Like, that
I love it, man. They did him dirty in those Hulk movies. Let him ride, you know? Let him get up and ride. That did not look great. Very plasticky. They haven't quite nailed the Hulk skin tone. They have to get that, like, subsurface scattering. You know what I mean, Andy?
Subsurface scattering.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love the title treatment. I love that this show has had, like, four different title treatments. They're all dope as fuck. But I love the subtitle, Attorney at Law.
Hey, yeah.
So, such a nice little fucking,
we got this man named Nick on Matcher, and he's
a DJ.
He's a DJ. Okay,
very good looking. I was just thinking to myself, like, how fun would it have been if we had connections to get Andy in one of these? Just one picture where it just says Andy, and then it's this Twitch streamer. He's like, hey. And she totally, like, swipes the wrong way on him.
Aspiring NBA player.
Center.
That guy's name was Truck.
That's a cool name.
Sure was.
Bob was local cutie.
Oof. Yeah, this CG's rough. She looking at some dick pics? What is she looking at? Oh, she's still scrolling through Tinder. She's got one of those little mock turtlenecks that Snow Mike wants to start wearing.
See, she looks great right here. Like, I think this good. Sounds like
bad to me.
Here's my problem. Look at, like, just the left side of the hair.
Well, you know what else it is, Andy?
It just
looks so, like, there's
no, like, little strands, kind of, like, well, it's just, like, there's hair and there's not hair.
here's what draws me out of the scene is that they had to artificially, like, lighten her face. Because the hair is covering so much of her face, there's no shadow on it. Like, you see a little bit of shadow on the left side of the face, but I feel like they were, like, there's so, it's like a hair helmet. They're, like, how do we artificially go in there, like, make her face glow a little bit so you can see what's going on? It just kind of sticks out. Guy's got good key light in his eyes, though. He's got the good eye light.
Yeah, those eyebrows, man. We all know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that close up of her right there. I think just those small little the nuanced animations in the eyes and the eyebrows are always what kind of read as human as opposed to fake CG character.
Yeah.
I'm just such a sucker for these fucking Disney Plus custom little things. Every show having it slightly different. So great. Man, we're fucking eating here in the MCU. We got Miss Marvel coming in like two or three weeks. And then we got Thor Love and Thunder first week of July. And then this, August 15th, for 9 weeks after that. Of course, we'll be reacting to every single trailer that comes out and every single episode of all the shows and movies and all that. And like I said, Obi-Wan starts next week. We'll be doing the weekly recaps of all that. Really excited for all of it. But until then, I love you all. Goodbye.